4:43 here in our afternoon news service. We get Kyle on the line from Sticks and Stuff. How you doing this afternoon?
I am doing good. I'm doing better than a lot of people's gardens are doing right now. It seems like everybody is having trouble with one kind of pest or the other lately.
Yeah, Japanese beetles?
Yeah, so Japanese beetles have been a big complaint. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's been so wet this year. I know that people who have generally a sandy soil tend to have more of a problem with it, and that's because it's easier for those beetles to actually dig from year to year and lay their eggs in there. So, yeah, Japanese beetle traps, 7 powder, people have been buying that to dust all their raspberries and blueberries and everything else that the Japanese beetles tend to be eating. But it seems to be a weird year. The only thing that I can think of is, like I said, is that it's so wet. I know the ants have been a problem as well. We've been selling a lot of the Taro brand ant traps. They're really nice. You can, a lot of people are familiar with the little bottle of Taro liquid where you can put the drops around. You can rip the little cardboard squares off the back of the package and put those drops around if you see ants. Within the last couple of years, Taro actually makes a self-contained trap. So it's preloaded with the liquid. You just break the end off of it, and they can crawl up a ramp and take that. The one thing that I do remind people, if they are going to use those Taro traps, whether it's inside or outside, because they work for all kinds of ants, then once you set those traps up, you actually don't kill any of the ants that you see with any kind of other ant spray, or, you know, squish them or sweep them up or anything, because they're actually, they take that bait and bring it back to the nest, and then it kills all of the ants. So your problem goes away generally once they find it within a couple of days. So, yeah, it's been weird between wasps, Japanese beetles, and ants. It has been a very, very strange year.
Yeah, I remember being in a cabin once and seeing these. I think they were probably carpenter ants or something. They built this giant hill of sawdust on the floor where we were staying. And how would somebody get rid of carpenter ants?
So carpenter ants, you can either, depending on how badly you have them for an infestation, sometimes you actually have to call an exterminator or like professional help, because they will actually drill into the building and insert bait that way. If it's not bad and you just see little piles of sawdust here and there, you can use those Taro preloaded ant baits. There are sprays. One of the more popular ones that people like to use is the Ortho Home Defense line of sprays, because once it's dry, it's safe for people and pets. A lot of the other ant sprays, if you read the back of them, or I guess any insect spray in general, you're supposed to, you know, cover up any plates or silverware that are exposed and stuff like that. With the Ortho Home Defense, you really don't have to do that. You can use it outside your windows, outside your doors, thresholds. You can use it under your kitchen cabinets, on top of your countertops. You can use it all over the place. And like I said, once it's dry, it's no longer dangerous to people or kids or pets. So that seems to be the most popular ones. Definitely works for carpenter ants.
All right. Sticks and Stuff with 6 convenient locations in Vermont and upstate New York, like St. Albans, where you work. And then there's Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, Swanton, Rouse's Point. And sticksandstuff.com, you say usually when we're on here together, is the best way for people to reach out to you.
Absolutely. Yep, there's a spot where you can do an online question if you have a question about a certain product, and then those emails will get forwarded to whichever location that you're interested in, and then we'll give you a call back or reach out through email.
All right, Kyle, it's Sticks and Stuff. Nice chatting with you, and we'll do it again next week.
All right, everybody stay cool in your gardens.